centering. Comes up into the slot, shooter backdoor shot, score!
Yes!
Marty Erett wins it 27 seconds into overtime! And Nashville completes an amazing come from behind win!
Wow.
I mean, you can't get any better analysis from Wade Bielak than that. I mean, when Wade says wow, I mean, break it down. Wow. I mean, that's it right there. Tom Callahan on the call. That's what it sounded like when the Predators. It was a stunning. I left the game. I changed it. I went to something else. I was working at my desk. I turned it off, went to something else and everything. And I went back and I'll watch the last 3 or 4 minutes. I'll just leave it on in the background on the side and see what happens. And then Jeffrey on. And then the sweet goal, really, of the three of the four goals they scored against Buffalo, the one that was the best looking goal. I mean, what a sweet goal in that 4-on-4. And that is something we hadn't seen all season. I mean, they did the last two. Now they've won in the 4-on-4. So I guess everything that we've been saying about all the reasons why they're not good in 4-on-4, apparently that is not the case anymore. All right, joining us now on the Grand Avenue Show for Transportation VIP Hotline is the head coach of the Nashville Predators, one Mr. Barry Trotz. Trotzy, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Yeah, I would think you are. You know,
you beat in four days
Boston, Detroit, and then just for the hell of it, you took your backup goalie and beat the Buffalo Sabres. And, you know, so that's a pretty good little that's a good month right there, to be honest with you. You did it in 4 days. Before we get into some of the hockey stuff, though, you know, Rex Hudler is a good friend of the show, and he's got a son that's got Down syndrome. He calls it Up syndrome, and they do all kinds of fundraisers, and we're always talking about that stuff with the Hud Dog when he comes on. And I know you have your Best Buds thing coming up as well for Down syndrome. Tell us a little bit about that and how people can get involved.
Yeah, well, Best Buddies of Tennessee, it's we're having our third annual gala and casino night Friday, April 1st at the factory in Franklin at Liberty Hall. And Best Buddies is an organization that, you know, it's not just Down syndrome. It's with people with intellectual disabilities that really hooks them up with a person with non-disabilities. And Rex Hudler has it right. It's Up syndrome. My son is 10 years old, and what we're trying to fight with that and raise money for so that we can keep the organization in Tennessee going is that we want people with intellectual disabilities. My son's 10 years old. You know, when he's getting older into those teen years, what happens with those, a lot of people with disabilities, they get isolated, they lose their friends. Any friends that they do have are probably immediate family. And what it does is reach out and give them really a self-esteem, confidence. And we do so many great things. And Annalise Barron is our state director, and she started this with a bunch of people, me included, 3 years ago. And it's grown unbelievably, and we've got our gala on Friday, and we've got some unbelievable people will be there. But we got some great auction items. You're a rocker. We got the Aerosmith signed guitars,
nice.
Alice Cooper, Rush. We've got Alan Jackson, Taylor Swift, Paisley, and I've got the best players in the National Hockey League of signed jerseys. I've got a cool thing that you might like, Tom. We got a humidor signed by
nice.
Top five guys from every team in the National Hockey League, and we'll have many, many more things. But it's a fun night. It's a casino night. You play for fun to get tickets to you know get some prizes, and it's a wonderful event. It's our third annual, and I want everybody to come out and really support it. It's a fantastic organization.
Trotzy, you got me nailed now. Rock and roll and a cigar. Are you kidding me? You know exactly where I live. You didn't have me pegged for a Neil Diamond guy? Neil Diamond and a glass of wine? Come on, huh?
Absolutely. We'll have wine there, too.
There you go. Besides. All right, let's talk about this hockey team because, you know, our last caller, of course, you know, everyone wants to get a win in a playoff, get a playoff series win and all that, and when are we going to get that done? And that's all great. And I try to explain a little bit about to start with, you know, Saturday night, the type of talent that comes in the building with the Detroit Red Wings, and with all due respect, you know, you beat these guys 4 out of 5 times with 1 to go yet with them this year. And I'm not sure. I mean, your guy in Pipes is starting there. Your first line of D are going to play there. I'm not sure how many of your guys are playing on their team if they show up there at camp. I mean, I'm just trying to be as delicate as possible and respect
well,
the fact.
You don't have to be delicate.
Well, you know what I mean.
I mean,
you
understand that.
You know what I mean?
They've been a great team.
Yeah, I mean, they got great players, and you take your guys and you beat them 4 out of 5 times. That says something about the way your staff is operating this thing and what you guys do with the talent that you got. And it's got to be very satisfying.
Well, it is, and one of the things that, you know, we've through injuries, we've become one of the youngest teams in the National Hockey League. So, you know, the draft is really where we're gonna, you know, it's our lifeline, and you're seeing some of those young players starting to have to play for us out of necessity, and they're contributing. I mean, yeah. Blake Jeffron is exactly why. You know, you're talking about expansion in non-traditional markets. Blake Jeffron's from Brentwood, Tennessee, playing in the National Hockey League with his hometown team and scoring a hat trick. That's a pretty special night for anybody. And this weekend was special because I think the Detroit Red Wings pull out the absolute best out of us. And we had a tough turnaround, emotionally high, getting on a plane to Buffalo and playing an afternoon game and losing an hour in the time change. That's a tough turnaround because they're desperate for points too. And the way we were able to pull it off, it was absolutely a fantastic ride home and absolutely exhausting, 36 hours.
Well, yeah, and I gotta be honest with you. I was probably a lot of fans. We were willing to, you know, kind of accept that there might not be any points coming out of that deal. It's an Eastern Conference team. At least it won't be somebody that's hurting you, and understand it after the emotion of the Detroit game and getting on the plane and all that. But somebody forgot to tell the young kid that, and I want to talk a little bit more about Blake Jeffron, because we call him Bam Bam Jeffron. We're trying to come up with the right nickname for him. You know what I mean?
Actually, the guys call him Boomer.
They do call him Boomer? Yeah.
They call him Boomer. Boom, boom, it's Boomer.
Well, what we thought, I thought the headline in the paper today, which was, you know, Preds jump into seventh. Okay, we know what place you're in. Your kid gets his first, he's from Nashville, from Brentwood, gets his first, you know, hat trick in his, 11th game or something in the NHL. And I thought the perfect headline would have been Boom, 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 Jeffron. How about that, you know?
That's not bad.
That would have been good.
It just sounds like that one.
But anyway, the kid, he's just got that it thing, because all three of those goals are not – those are hard-working goals. Those are just, you know, get the puck at the net, throw it at to do something. The first goal, you're just trying to clear it, something good will happen. The second goal, he's fighting alongside the edge of the cage, and he's punching that thing in there. And then the third one, winning the faceoff, spinorama, get in the slot, and then deflection, which is just an amazing deflection. Those are – that's that it thing, right? I mean, that's that thing you really can't describe. When we've been saying goal scorer, that's that thing that just certain guys have, right?
It's it. We were talking after the game, you know, Boomer probably didn't have any shots on goal, technically, if you really think about it. The first one was he was trying to pass it over to, I think, J.P. Dumont. It goes off the Buffalo defender and goes in the net. Second one, he's jamming it in at the side of the net, and I think Miller put it in. And the third one, you know, he wins the draw, gets free, gets a stick on a Cody Franson shot from the point and tips it in. And, you know, the great goal scorers seem to have that knack. Obviously, he hasn't scored a lot in this league yet, but if he can continue to do that, that it factor will be really appreciated by the Nashville Predators.
I think he's got, 6-11 now? Something like that, 6-11
games? I think 6-10, actually.
6-10 games, something like that. That doesn't suck. I mean, you can extrapolate that out. That's a 50-goal scorer. You know what I mean?
That's a season for a couple of our guys.
I'm saying he's made it up to, fifth on the team in goals, and he's been there for a week and a half. But in any event, it's good stuff the way to play. Now, you got this pesky Oiler team that's coming in tomorrow. Charlie, don't reuse that. Charlie's already recording that. That's a season for most of our guys, and he's going to play it over and over, and everybody's going to get mad.
Yeah, no,
don't play that.
No, the guys have different roles. Some guys are different things. So, yeah, the guys aren't asked to score 20. So yeah. They have to put that in the right content. So.
Yeah, this Oiler team that's coming in here, I'm not sure they'd have any points if they didn't get to play you guys. I mean, they've got some parts. They got some great parts. Every time I see them, I say, man, this team's coming. You're young. They're younger. They're going to be a good hockey team. But they got 56 points, and they give you fits. It's just one of those deals, or what? Is it a matchup thing?
Yeah, they do. You know, you're right. They've got some young guys that are exceptional. I mean, they got exceptional speed, exceptional talent, and they play with that youthful risk, if you will. And it's almost that youthful risk and speed that actually gives us a lot of trouble, because they're not absolutely traditional, if you will. They've got a lot of that wild pony syndrome in a lot of their forwards, and they're hard to sort of get a grasp on. And then, you know, we've had a tough time with them getting points. I think we've got one win. We've got 3 points out, and we got a shootout loss, a shootout win, and a game that we actually should have won here in Nashville. I thought we were all over them, but couldn't find the back of the net, and then they sort of countered and beat us 4-0. So they're a good hockey team. It just tells you how good the league is.
Yeah, well, especially
It really is. I was talking to NHL Live today, and I was saying, you think you got Detroit, you had Boston, you go to Buffalo, and they're in a hunt, and you think, okay, you got Edmonton, maybe you can take the foot off the gas pedal. You can't. You just can't. And this is an extremely important week. The 2 points against Edmonton are worth just as much as they were against Detroit. So we got to get the 2 points tomorrow. And if we do that, then really the rest of the season's really in our own hands.
Yeah, it is. And it's just it's grind, and it's going to be that way 4 through 10 in the conference. I mean, you go from hero to zero in one night. I mean, you could slide up and slide down up this thing, and it's really something. But and feel free. One of the things behind winning a playoff series and then maybe building on a playoff run, I think if you win one, you're liable to win three. It's just one of those deals. But winning a series, feel free not to slip in at 8, and have to take on Vancouver in the first round or Detroit. Yeah. Move up the list a little bit and, take somebody on. It's about the same as you points-wise. It's okay.
I think it's the Predator way. You look at the hardest, toughest team that you might have to face, and you go at them in the first round. And that's sort of the Predator way. But I just want to get in. I think, what we've had to go through this year is helping us get stronger to maybe have a real good run. And one of the things that this stretch has done for our hockey team, the young guys have had to mature. There's a new hero every game, it seems. Last night, Blake's getting a lot of the press, but the guy that was sort of lost in that whole mix is Anders Lindback, who hadn't played for a while, came in and played a real good game for us. There's a new hero every game, and that's the great thing about this playoff run is it's emotionally and physically draining, but the other end of it is so exciting, obviously for the fans and for media and everybody else, but for coaches, players, you got to embrace it. It's a fun time of year.
And the other thing about Boomer that you got to love, just to end that thought, is that, a lot of the kids, and you can understand it, they're from Canada, they're from other parts of the country, and, they grow up, and in their heart of hearts, they were a Maple Leafs fan, or a Canadiens fan, or a Bruins fan, or they could have come from Minnesota, and they want to, they have their places that would be their dream. You got a kid that could be the face of the organization, that has that special kind of charisma. This is his team. When he was 9 years old, he was wearing a jersey that said Predators on it. This is his team. Might not have been Daddy's team. Might not have been Grandpa's team. But this is his team. And, chances are, this is his dream, playing in his town. So, this is a huge thing for the community to have a player. There's not a guy on the Tennessee Titans that was born and raised in Nashville, that's playing for his hometown team. This is something special, and I think people got to understand it.
Yeah, it really is special. And I asked Boomer, I said, growing up, who was your favorite player? He said, Jordan Tutu.
Yeah, right.
So he says, I had my Jordan Tutu jersey on every game I was here. He says, I loved it. And that's sort of, ironic. You come into the room, 6-7 years later, and there's you're sitting next to Jordan Tutu and hanging out, going for dinner with him. It is a, you talk about a perfect storyline. It really is a good story for not only for Boomer but for us in Nashville and hockey in non-traditional markets. Yeah.
Well, you got to tell a kid though, it's not right really for him to blow his tutu whistle when Toots comes into the locker room. No, that's a little bit much,
We took it away from him.
Yeah, take his whistle away from him, will you please? All right, Trotsky, always good to talk to you. You got him rolling. You've been a streaky team all year, and this is probably the right time now to put together a nice little run and go into the playoffs hot. So we'll be in the barn tomorrow night, and let's keep this thing going. Two big ones, well, four really, four more home games now coming up, and let's just get that positioning as good as possible. We appreciate you, man.
Well, I appreciate you letting me talk about our team, but also Best Buddies. That's really dear to my heart, and I really appreciate that.
Where can they get more information on it?
Well, they can go on the website. They can go to www.bestbuddiestennessee.org/gala, and you can get lots of information. And I'd love to see you there. I'll be there. And if you're a hockey fan, please come over and say hi.
And what's the night again?
It's Friday, April 1st.
Friday, April 1st. All right, beautiful. All right, Trotsky, appreciate you.
All right, take care.
All right, thank you.